Hello everyone, it's Bill Burr calling from Chinese Base Camp. As you can imagine, it's been a sad and somber 24 hours since the tragedy unfolded on the other side of the mountain yesterday afternoon. Virtually every Sherpa as part of our group was affected directly or indirectly by this great tragedy. And I use the word Sherpa in the broadest possible sense to include not just the climbing Sherpas, but the porters and the cooks and the support staff that helps us on the mountain every year. It's a sad reminder of the fact that the Sherpas do most of the work. They incur most of the risk. They suffer most of the losses when these tragedies unfold. The climbers receive all the glory when they summit, while the Sherpas receive none of the credit, and their story is never really told when these success stories are recounted at the end of every season. This was the theme, by the way, of my talk in 2012 at the end of this season at the annual Sagmaranta Mount Everest Day celebration. Perhaps Lisa can add a link to that talk to this post. Yet I'm constantly amazed at the resilience of the Sherpa community. Today, for example, the Sherpas went about their business with the usual determination and cheerful disposition that they constantly display. Give you an example. Ong Ming, my Sherpa, was my Sherpa in 2012, helped me reach the second step just a few hundred feet from the summit, and let me make a decision to turn around and go down when we were assaulted by the storm that killed six people on the mountain in a single day. This morning, he came up to me. I'll keep in mind he lost two close relatives in the avalanche yesterday, including a nephew. This morning he came up to me with a smile on his face and asked me how I'm doing and if there's anything he can do for me, because he knew I was grieving this loss. This just amazes me how wonderful these people are and how supportive and how peaceful and loving they are. So yesterday we visited the Rongbuk Monastery just below base camp. It was on the way down that we learned about the avalanche. And when I got back is when I was told that Mingma's father had died. So I did my best to console him. He left yesterday afternoon, early evening, for Kathmandu and is planning to return on May 1st. This morning, we got up and packed our bags for advanced base camp. So all of our gear for the high altitude part of the climb is now on its way on the backs of yaks to advanced base camp. And what we have left here at Chinese base camp are the things that we need to get by for the next couple of days before we make our move up to advanced base camp. Now, the plan is for us tomorrow to move up to intermediate base camp. We're going to spend the night there, then we will come on down, back down to Chinese base camp, rest the day, and then the following day we'll move up to advanced base camp. This, by the way, would be a good time for you to take a look at the north side route that I posted on my website. It's posted under as a link under Everest 2014. And the reason I say that route will give you a really good bird's eye view of where I am on the mountain, where we are, and how we're moving, where the camps are. It's only a few minutes long and might be a good idea to take a look at that. You can also check my progress through the link in that same spot under Everest 2014 that's called Where's Bill? So that's what's going on right now. I'm feeling really good despite everything that's happened. And I just want to thank all of you for your thoughts and your prayers and for the nice comments that you left about me. But at this point, I think what we all need to do is offer up our thoughts and our prayers for those who have been injured, those who have been killed, and their families and their friends. So that's my report, and my next one will probably be from Intermediate Base Camp. I posted a few photos as part of this post of Chinese Base Camp. And the next photos you'll see will probably be intermediate base camp. Thanks to all of you. Love you, and we'll be talking with you soon through my reports.